Good morning. When I heard the music, Christmas music, I feel Christmas is here. My assignment this morning is to discuss about the topic hope, the hope of Christmas. Christmas is about celebrating and remembering the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, as we celebrate the first Sunday in the Advent season, let us all look forward to this Christmas season, mindful of the truth that Christ is our hope. Christ is the hope of Christmas. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your life, for the life, and for the privilege to worship you. Please open our hearts and our minds to your word. Use your servant. Enlighten and empower us with your word. We ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The most dangerous person in the world is a person without hope. Someone said, you can go 40 days without food and 3 days without water. You can go more than a minute with air, but you cannot go a single second without hope. Hope, it is an essential part of life. When hope is gone, life is over. Hope is not a concept. Hope is not a plan. Hope is not a dream. Hope is a person. That person is Jesus Christ. Without Christ, this life is hopeless. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. At that time you did not know about Christ, you were foreigners to the people of Israel, and you have no part in the promises that God had made to them. You were living in this world without hope and without God. Without Christ, this life is hopeless. Jesus was the central theme of that Christmas. The purpose of Christmas was to share with the world the message that God loves us. God is with us. God is for us, and God gives us hope. Christmas is a message of hope. Hope when relationship and life fall apart. Hope when God seems silent. Hope when life drains you out. Our world is filled with hopelessness. Jesus is our hope, is our only hope. Jesus is our hope. What do we mean by that? So before I forget again my PowerPoint. So there are three vital truths why people should not lose hope. These are the reasons why people should not lose hope. The first one, Christmas reminds us of God's presence. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Christmas is the celebration of that moment in time which God became one of us, intersection of divinity and humanity. In theological terms, we would say the incarnation of God. Incarnation means to take on flesh. If you love somebody, what you long for more than not anything else is that person's presence with you. Photos or pictures are comfort. Telephone calls, emails, and texts are nice. Letters are good. Skype and FaceTime are great ways to communicate. Yet nothing can compare to actually spending time with them in a person. What Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden when they sinned was the presence of God. God promised to be in the midst of his people again. This promise was fulfilled with the coming of Jesus. Christmas reminds us of God's presence. The best part of Christmas is not the presents, but the presence of God with us. Because he is with us, we need not fear anything. When we realize that the Almighty God is with us, all our fear vanish. Because he is stronger than any force that can harm us. Everything in this life will fall down and collapse. You cannot base your life on something that will fall down or collapse. You cannot put your trust in your financial success, in your performance, in your career, or maybe in your performance in school, acceptance by friends, appreciation. You cannot put your trust. Everything in this life will fall down, will collapse. The leap can go on for you if you put your trust in Jesus. God said, I give you Emmanuel. God is with us. It means if you have put your trust in Christ, he is somebody, he will be always there for you. He is somebody who is permanent. He is somebody, he will not collapse. He is somebody who will not disappear or walk out on your life someday. He will always be there for you. The greatest blessing of Emmanuel is how Jesus is now available anywhere, anytime, and to anyone. Jesus does not just give us hope. He himself is our hope. Isaiah said, my hope is in the Lord. To those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Our hope will not fail us because it is founded in Jesus. Christmas reminds us of God's presence. Don't lose your hope. Second, Christmas reminds us of God's promise. One of the greatest enemies of hope is forgetting God's presence. The first promise of Christmas was given in the Garden of Eden. God's promise of solution to our problem before we were born. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. This verse is known as the first gospel. Most people assume the gospel is the story of Jesus' life, ministry, the death, and the resurrection. This is the gospel, the good news, God's promise of the coming Messiah, the promise of hope. It is the first explicit reference in the Bible to the coming of Christ. The promise of Christmas was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Numerous Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus, reminding us that we can depend on God to faithfully carry out every promise he has made to us. Christmas is the living promise that we are never, never alone. In a world of confusion, God's word, God's promise will open our eyes. In a world of difficulty and affliction, God's word will refresh and recharge our spirit. In a world of confusing flood of information, God's word will provide insight. In a world of corruption and shifting moral standards, God's word will help us to maintain purity. George Washington, President of the United States, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." The word of God, the promise of God, will give us hope. Christmas is not only saying Merry Christmas to someone. Christmas is the time to share the promise of hope. The church is the great expression of God's kingdom on earth. The church is the best way of reaching the community with love and hope. Our vision as a church, as a worshiping community, the Meadow Lake Evangelical Preachers has been called us to be a church family, where people belong and will find hope, healing, and life in his name through growing relationship with God and other people, leading to life transformation. Our simple strategy, number one, sharing hope, inviting faith, transforming lives. Jesus was the first church. He was the first community in the gospel accounts of his life. He was going around showing hope and love to everyone. The third, Christmas remind us of God's power. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 is a famous prophecy written hundreds of years before Christ is born. It was about him. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." These verses remind us of God's power. When life seems hopeless, you need, and I need, God's power, his presence, his promise, and God's power. Why do you need God's power? Because when our power is gone, that's when God's power could be seen. Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "I rejoice in my weaknesses, because when I am weak, then I am strong." The power of God shows up in our weaknesses. The power of God. every trial, difficulty, and obstacle provides an opportunity to experience God's power. What has happened in your life that has caused you to feel hopeless? When you are depressed, you feel hopeless. When you're rejected by those you love, you feel hopeless. When you have a medical problem that resists all efforts of cure, you feel hopeless. When you are struggling with an addiction or struggling with a habit you cannot break, when you don't expect anything good is going to come in your way, you feel hopeless. At some point in your life, you have experienced some of these feelings. It is a part of being human. Remember, God's power brings stability and hope, to our lives of fear and uncertainty. When you choose to dwell upon your problems, your situation, your sickness, or your doubts and fears, you are forgetting that God's power is infinite. Why? Because God's power, God can see everything. God knows everything. God can do anything. He is in control. His power is beyond our understanding and beyond what we can even imagine. All power has been given to Jesus. Then fill your mind with all that Jesus can do. Power is infinite. Throughout his ministry, Jesus brought hope. If you remember this story, he brought hope to the woman at the well in John chapter 4. He brought hope to the demon-possessed man in Matthew chapter 8. He brought hope to Mary and Martha when he raised Lazarus from dead, John chapter 10. God gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. God gives us hope through his power. God is able to bring hope into your life and my life, even when everything seems hopeless. To the hopeless and hurting, God's promise to you: "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God said, "I know the plans." It means God is in control. Our greatest comfort in sorrow is to know that God is in control. As we celebrate Christmas, the month of Christmas, Christmas reminds us that in our helplessness, our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He is our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. Christmas reminds us of God's presence. Christmas reminds us of God's promise. And Christmas reminds us of God's power. Jesus is the hope of Christmas. God bless you all.
So many times during that sermon I wanted to yell amen, but we're not that type of church, so I held it in. Please rise for the benediction. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a good week, everyone.